You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyn enters the political arena today with thoughts on political committees. He's weighing in on the Super PAC.
And a very good morning to you. In the news recently, you may have heard it, President Obama has now said that he is asking for his supporters to contribute to his Super PAC. Well, it's not that it's okay, really. It's just that, well, he feels since the other crowd are doing it, the Democrats might as well give up on this lost cause of being opposed to the super PACs. You may recall President Obama was not at all in favour of the super PACs for the simple reason that, well, it only stands to reason that he who pays the piper calls the tune. And some of you may even remember the sterling efforts of people like the Republican John McCain and the Democrat Ross Feingold to curb the excesses of campaign financing. That was back in the late 1990s when these men attempted to limit the amount of money that could be donated to politicians. Both men were only too keenly aware of the fact that once you accept large sums of money from a wealthy benefactor, well, they pretty much have you by the dangly bits. You couldn't get elected unless you had lots of money, but to get lots of money, you needed to sell your political soul to the highest bidder. For McCain and Feingold, this was, well, morally repugnant. An elected official should, of course, represent, to the best of his abilities, the interests of those people that elected him, but he should also be obliged to do as much possible good for as many of those people who elected him as he can, and not merely to look out for the interests of the wealthiest of his supporters. Unfortunately, the bill never came to vote, possibly because many in Congress were emasculated by their wealthy benefactors. So, the news that President Obama is now asking for support of his super PAC is somewhat discouraging, if totally understandable, his attitude being, hey, the others are doing it, and in order to stay in the race, we've got to do the same thing. Much of this has come about because of the Supreme Court's decision in 2008, which determined that corporations are people too, and this paved the way for the super PACs. Okay, well, look, I just find it all so depressing, really. What do we end up with? A great democracy? Yes, the best democracy that money can buy. Or as someone far smarter than me put it, if corporations are people, then we end up with a system that is of the people, corporations, by the people, corporations, and for the people, corporations. And is that what we really want? Is that what the founding fathers of this country had in mind when they set up this joint, replacing one oligarchy with another? A royal oligarchy to be replaced with a corporate one? Somehow I don't think so. What on earth are we going to do? Well, I don't know because I'm no legal reform expert. What we need is somebody who is. We need someone who has studied the Constitution in depth. Someone who has possibly displayed sufficient mastery of the substantive issues buried in the Constitution and the procedural means by which we go about changing it. Somebody who is taught at university level would be good. Yes, somebody who has lectured in constitutional law at graduate level, well, that would be really handy. And of course, if you also strongly believed in curbing the excesses of campaign finance, that would be great. If only we knew of such a person. Have a lovely week. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyn, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.